Good afternoon and welcome to FactSet Market Recap. Today is Wednesday, April 21st. U.S. equities finished higher and near best levels as the Dow and S&P 500 both finished the day up 0.9% and the Nasdaq was up 1.2%. In Canada, the TSX was up 0.5% and in Europe, the FTSE 100 was up 0.7%. Value outperformed growth with materials, energy, financials, and industrials leading the market. Communication services lagged with a big drag from Netflix. Utilities trailed. Treasuries were a little changed in the session. The yield in the 10-year is slightly down around 1.55%. The dollar did not do much on the yen and the euro crosses. Gold finished up 0.8%, and WTI crude ended down 2.1%. Again, there were no big directional drivers in play and few headlines of note. The Bank of Canada was the first big central bank to dial back its bond purchases and moved up its expected tightening timeline. Republicans are readying a $600 billion to $800 billion counteroffer on infrastructure stimulus, funded by user fees and unspent coronavirus relief funds, though several prominent Democrats are already urging rejection. Bloomberg discussed how Europe is seeing a vaccination surge that could speed economic reopening. Recent geopolitical headlines were mixed with progress on Iran nuclear talks, but rising concerns about the big buildup of Russian forces near Ukraine. Earnings were in focus as reports are moving toward the peak of the season over the next 2 weeks. So far, nearly 15% of S&P 500 companies have reported Q1 earnings, with a blended growth rate of 31.3%, ahead of the 24.5% expected at the end of Q4. Over 85% of companies reporting have beaten consensus EPS expectations. While corporate commentary has been upbeat, there are also some worries about margin pressures, including elevated input, shipping, and labor costs. Some analysts have also flagged very elevated expectations, noting a significantly higher bar following three straight quarters of upside surprises. Turning to company-specific news, Welbit will be acquired by Middleby Corporation in an all-stock transaction with an enterprise value of $4.3 billion. The consideration represents a 32% premium to Tuesday's close. Carl Icahn, WBT's largest shareholder, is in favor of the deal. It is expected to close in late 2021. Welbit finished the day up 45%, while Middleby Corporation was up 9%. Dish Network selected Amazon Web Services as its preferred cloud provider, and it plans on constructing its 5G network on AWS. The company finished the day up 11%. Companies that finished the day up following earnings include Signature Bank up 9%, Intuitive Surgical up 10%, Inter Parfums up 8%, Edwards Life Sciences up 6%, and ASML Holding up 6%. Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings was upgraded to buy from neutral at Goldman Sachs and finished the day up 10%. Also, Citrix Systems was up 2.5% after it was upgraded to buy from hold at Jefferies. J2 Global was down 8.5% after it was downgraded to neutral from overweight at Piper Sandler. Netflix was down 7% and Halliburton was down 4% after both companies reported Q1 earnings. Atea Pharmaceuticals finished the day down 4% after Reuters reported a UK Phase 2 trial for COVID treatment being developed with Roche has been delayed as vaccine rollout in that country has made it difficult to find study subjects. In after-hours trading, Teradata Corp is up 28% after reporting preliminary Q1 results. Churchill Downs is up 5%. Qualtrics International is up 7%. Discover Financial Services is up 3%. Texas Capital Bank Shares is up 2%. Spirit Airlines is up 2.5%. Sleep Number is down 5%. And Netgear is down 2% after all companies reported earnings. Looking ahead to tomorrow, be on the lookout for jobless claims and existing home sales. Also, American Airlines Group, American Electric Power, AT&T, Biogen, D.R. Horton, Danaher, HCA Healthcare, Southwest Airlines, Union Pacific, and Valero Energy will report earnings before the market opens. After the market closes, you can expect the following companies to announce earnings: Celanese, First Energy, Intel, and Seagate Technology. Thank you for joining us for today's market recap. You can continue to follow the news via the FactSet workstation.